Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today we'll discuss a few halachas of Yom Kippur and of Motzei Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Yud Beis of Katan Tesvav writes that v'chein ba'oichlim she'enom ru'uyim la'achila yesh iser l'chatchila midrabanan. That midrabanan is an iser, even oichlim they're not ru'uyim la'achila, it's also to eat on Yom Kippur midrabanan. V'fil chatzi shir mehem gam ken yesh zol l'chatchila. Even a little bit, there's an iser l'chatchila. And therefore it comes out, technically, to swallow any pills which are not royal achila on Yom Kippur is an issur derabanan. Now we'll talk about chayli in a second. There's another halacha which is again every Shabbos and every yontif and on Yom Kippur as well. There's an issur refuah. You're not allowed to take medicine because there's an issur refuah. Also issur derabanan. You're not allowed to take refuah. You're not allowed to do anything for refuah on Shabbos, yontif, or Yom Kippur. So the shayla is, if someone has a very bad headache, is not feeling well, is he allowed to take medicine on Yom Kippur? There's two shaylas. The shayla, one shayla is a refuah shayla. Another shayla is the achila shayla, who was saying from the Mishnah Berurah is the iser l'chatchila to even eat something that's not royal la'achila. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Aruch Chaim Chel Gimel Siman Salik Aleph and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa both say that if someone is a chayla, he's not feeling well, even though he's not in sakana, he's just not feeling well, it's mutter for him to take a pill without water on Yom Kippur. That means say as the iser of refuah, it's mutav because he's not feeling well, he's sick. He's chayla lacha. He's a chayla shem v'sakana. He's allowed to take a pill. It's not a problem of refuah. If he's a chayla shem v'sakana, if he's not full of mishkav, if he's not feeling well, he has to go to bed. So then he's allowed to take medicine. And as the iser achila also, since it's only an iser lechatchila, when it comes to chayli, we will makel that he could take these pills without water on Yom Kippur. Now the shayla is like this: if a person is not sick yet and he wants to take a caffeine pill, that's already a bigger shayla because he's not really sick yet. So there, maybe asta achila, a person should not take a caffeine pill on Yom Kippur orally because it's a problem of this achila. He's not sick yet. He might become sick. That's not enough of a heter to be mata the issa achila. But there is an etza. They have these caffeine suppositories, and that would be mutter to take on Yom Kippur. Are you going to tell me he's not a chayla yet, so it should be a problem of a refuah, the issa refuah? So there, the halacha is that the issa refuah, first of all, you could tie in that the halacha is by refuah. If you're not sick yet, so you're just taking it to prevent any sickness, it could be that's mutter out the refuah. And even if not, there's another heter that here, if you're sure going to get a headache, so then it's also mutter to take refuah. So out the refuah, it's mutter, the suppository. And out the achila, there's no achila by a suppository, so it's no shayla. And therefore, if someone wants to take a caffeine supplement, the best way to do it is with a suppository and not to take it orally. Now, if someone is a chayla she'im by sakana and he has to take medicines, he has to take antibiotics or whatever it is that he has to take, so he should try to take that pill without water, try to swallow that water. Now, if he cannot swallow a pill without water, so then, if it's been a big tire for him to take those pills, let's say he's sick, he has antibiotics, whatever it is, he needs to take it. So if he's going to use a little bit of water, he should put a dava mar, something bitter, into the water. For example, someone said this example, he should maybe take like 4 tea bags and soak it in hot water and take that very strong tea scents to drink that little bit of water, about less than a shear, less than 1 ounce, to swallow the pill. And since it's bitter, he won't have enough of it. But you should try to avoid it. You should try to practice before Yom Kippur, try practicing swallowing pills without water because that's the most l'chatchilah way to do it. Now, another one of the inuyim on Yom Kippur is the iser of Tashra Mita, negev for married couples. So I'll read you what the Mata Ephraim writes. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch. It's Siman Tov Reish Tesvav. It says, also with Tashra Mita, but also liga be'ishtoi. Bein b'yoyim v'yim v'layla. It's also to touch. Ki ilu hi nida. V'yesh linig boi kol de nida. Shlo yar be'dvar mima. V'lo yoyshit me'yodoi li'yodoi. She not hand anything from his hand to her hand. Shum dava fil v'dava shu aruch. V'lo yikavu me'yodo. Or yoy de zrika. Gamkin la. She shouldn't throw anything either way. Shouldn't sit on one shaky bench, that you should not do any of, you have to keep all the achakas when it comes to Yom Kippur. Now, some say that by day is more kulodik, like we find by Tisha B'Av, but l'maisa, the halacha l'maisa is that we're not samech on that, and therefore the entire Yom Kippur, there is an iser hachakas when it comes to a married couple. Now, when it comes to Motza Yom Kippur, the halachas of Abdullah. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that regular Motzei Yom Kippur, Havdalah is a little bit different. First of all, there is no besamim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Reish Chof Dalet, Sif Gimel, Mavdilim ala kois, ve'im mevarchim ala besamim. You don't make a bracha on besamim. Now, The Shulchan Aruch adds on, Afilum Chalias B'Shabbos. Even Matzah Shabbos, you wouldn't make a bracha on B'Sam. Maisa B'Shavur brings down that most Paiskim argue in that, and therefore, Allah Chalamaisa. Matzah Yom Kippur, regular Matzah Yom Kippur, there is just Havdol Alakais, there's no B'Samim, and there's no Hine Kel Yishuasi. But if it's Matzah Shabbos, you say Hine Kel Yishuasi, and you do make a bracha on B'Samim, like the Mishbura comes out, that's the Minig L'Maisa, that you make a bracha on B'Samim. Now, in every Matzah Yom Kippur, you make a bracha on a ner. And the halacha is that ner that's Matzah Yom Kippurim has to be a ner Sheshavas, which means usually Matzah Shabbos, we strike a match and we light a candle for the Bayer Marve Esh. When it comes to Matzah Yom Kippur, the halacha is you need a ner Sheshavas, because you want to show that you could not use Esh the entire Yom Kippur, and therefore we use a ner Sheshavas. We use a ner that rested the entire Yom Kippur, which means you lit it before Yom Kippur, and it rested the entire Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the difference. Why is Yom Kippur different than a regular Matzah Shabbos? He says, Mishum Shetam Shavarchem Al Arb Matzah Shabbos. The reason why a regular Matzah Shabbos is to make a Bayer Marei Shein El El Zecher Shenivra Arb Matzah Shabbos. Because it's a Zecher that the fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. Sha'odam Arishoin Hikash Avada Matzah Shabbos Zeh B'Zeh V'Hitzim En Eish. And he had found, got the fire. L'chei Mutl Avarach Al Eish Kazeh. Ava Matzah Yom Kippurim Matzah Varchem Al Arb Hula Hoyreis Sh'yoyim Zeh Kodesh V'Shar Yom Tov. It's different than a Yom Tov. The nest will have aish, and I'll have fire, and I'll cook anything. But at the hitter, now it became mutter, and therefore, v'ha'va'esh, dove chiddush and varchum love, and that's only in shayach be'ar shashavas. So a regular Matzah Kippur, you need an ar shashavas, which means you light a ner, you light a yahrzeit candle, you want to light whatever you want before the Yom Kippur, and then Matzah Kippur, you use that for bari mari aish. The shayach, when it comes to Matzah Shabbos, is a different halacha. Maybe you could be samech and use a regular candle because it's a Matzah Shabbos. So Ma'ish Mishavura says, that lechatchila yesh lahachmer to take a neres shavas. He says like this: the mishburim ochein chal yom kippurim b'shabbos mutu medina levarach matzah shabbos al urzev. Matzah medina, you can make a bracha on a bar mareish on a fire that you created on matzah shabbos. Ochein minig oyom lahachmer, you should be machmer to use a neres shavas, and that's the minig. You should try to have a neres shavas even matzah yom kippurim that's matzah shabbos. Now, there's another halacha the place can bring down, that the ner shavas should be a ner that you set aside special for ner shavas. But if someone lights a ner neshama, or any other ner, a yahrzeit candle, in his house, he should not use that for ner shavas. He should have a specific candle for ner shavas. That's the best way to do the chatchila. The state in the Paiskim brought that Pesach Tshuvah, from Shmuel Kamenetsky. They bring a riot from the Loshen de Ramah. The Ramah says that the Ramah talks about if you could use the light that was lit in the Beis HaKnesses. So it's a big shaila. The Mechaber says, the Ramah says, Yesh Oymer Lahavdil al Ner Shabbos HaKnesses, Yesh Oymer Shein Lahavdil Olam, and Madlika Ner Echad Mimenu. So it's a big shaila if you can use that Ner. Therefore, the best thing is to do is to make a special, specific Yuchadig candle for the Ner Shabbos. Agmar Chasima Toiva.